challenged the manual auction of IPL media rights in the Supreme Court. Swami has accused Rajiv Shukla of corruption, claiming that the IPL governing council chairman was paid by Star India from their advertising revenue.
The fact that the BCCI was so insistent on going ahead with the manual auction shows that it was a premeditated plan to favour Star TV.
Bangladesh staged a fight back in the second and final test against Australia by restricting the visitors to 377 for 9 at stumps, day 3. This after David Warner scored a steady 123 to lift the Aussies at Chittagong. Just 3 shy of 500 test wickets, England's highest wicket taker James Anderson has said that he never thought he would play for England for 14 long years. World number 2 Andy Murray has said that he will likely miss the rest of the season because of his hip injury. The Brit, however, has chosen a continuation of rest rather than surgery. Former Barcelona striker Neymar has labelled Barcelona president Josep Maria a joke. Recently, the Barcelona president claimed that Barcelona would be better off without Neymar. Indian football team coach Stephen Constantine has expressed his satisfaction over the team's win against Macau in the AFC Asian Cup qualifiers. India beat Macau 2-0 to move closer in qualifying for the AFC Asian Cup in 2019. Presidents of Germany and Israel inaugurated a memorial honoring 11 Israeli athletes and a German police officer killed 45 years ago during an attack by the Palestinian militant group at the 1972 Munich Olympic Games. Six-time Asian Tour champion and in-form Indian golfer SSP Chaurasia would be eyeing his maiden title on the European soil when he tees off at the Omega European Masters, getting underway from Thursday. Indian Grandmaster Pentala Harikrishna defeated Yuri Gonzalez Vidal of Cuba in the tiebreaker to progress to the second round of the Chess World Cup in Tbilisi, Georgia. Newly appointed Sports Minister Rajyavardhan Singh Rathore paid a surprise visit to Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, one of the venues, for the Under-17 FIFA World Cup and said administrators will have to become more receptive to the athletes' needs. With a 3-match test series locked at 1-1, both England and West Indies gear up to face each other in the third and final test at the Lords starting from Thursday.
We're a tight group that enjoy playing with each other, all hate losing, and we want to come back and prove to everyone that we're a strong side and that we want to go out and win this series.
Legendary West Indies fast bowler has hit out at Brian Lara, saying he has never been interested in the batting great's opinions. Lara spoke about how he was embarrassed by the unsportsmanlike conduct of the West Indies in the 80s and 90s. Paris Saint-Germain unveiled their summer signing Kylian Mbappe, who joined them from league rivals AS Monaco on a season-long loan. The French champions are expected to pay 180 million euros to sign the player in a permanent deal. FIFA has opened a disciplinary case against the German Football Federation after fans chanted Nazi slogans during the country's World Cup qualifying game against Czech Republic in Prague. Top seed Carolina Pliskova was dumped out of the quarterfinals of the US Open by American Coco Vandeweghe, delighting her home crowd with a 7-6-6-3 win to reach the semi-finals. Centenarian sprinter Mancor, who featured among the nominees for the prestigious Loris World Best Sporting Moment of the Year 2017, has sought the support of countrymen and sports enthusiasts around the world to vote for her in a global online poll. Austrian Stefan Denev won stage 17 of the Volta a España with a powerful solo breakaway as leader, and Britain's Chris Froome had his lead cut by 42 seconds.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.